And a good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He is Big Joseph Dubin. I am Charles McCabe alongside Nico Nicholas Frazier behind the glass on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day so far. What's up, Jojo?
I don't recognize where we are today. I was like, where is this place? I'm like, radio station in studio. Where's that? And then figured it out. So, we're going to have a fun show today, though, man. I'm excited about today's show.
We're packed and stacked today. We'll tell you about some Thanksgiving stuff coming up in this hour. We'll have Tim Hasselbeck at the top in the next hour. Double J, Jeff Jarrett will be in studio with us at 1:30. And Moose from the Harlem Globetrotters will be here at 2 o'clock as well.
Well done. Also, at 12:30, tell you about a special event happening Thursday that we need your help on. It's always as a special day, and we'll tell you about that on Thanksgiving Day, how you could help others and help feed others on a day where we give thanks.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. Going to be fun. It is a short week. This is our last full show of the week. Tomorrow we'll be on for a little bit, I think, after Vanderbilt basketball plays in the Battle for Atlantis tournament, which is always a big Thanksgiving tournament.
Who are they playing tomorrow? Do we know?
They are playing Western Kentucky.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they go 800 miles to play a team 64 miles away. Love it.
Yep. I mean, why not?
Where are they? Are they in the Bahamas?
Wherever Atlantis is.
Yeah, the Bahamas. Okay, yeah.
So they will play. They play Western, and then I can look up the.
Oh, it's all good, man. Don't worry about that, pal.
The bracket. Well, now I'm curious. You have me curious.
Easy.
I don't know. I'll look it up later. But anyway, yeah. So that'll be tomorrow.
Easy. Yeah, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and. This week, it's a short week. Everybody's traveling and going places, but all eyes Saturday, 2:30, Knoxville, our time. And the game's right here on 102.5 The Game.
It is on 94.9 The Fan, as you said. No, it's it will be on both due to our relationship and contractual obligations. If the game is not over by 5:45, which it won't be, it will conclude on 94.9 The Fan. But you can hear it on both up until that point.
Good. Good.
I will say this publicly. The Predators have been awesome about, tweaking some pregame times and everything this year because of, this run that Vandy's been on. And so trying to do all we can do, the best of both worlds.
It'll be – I'm telling you, man, I'm excited. I was reading about some stuff about it today. I mean, just the history of this game. It's been so lopsided for so many years, and Vanderbilt's kind of made it a competition – before Clark Lea got here, but Clark's never beat. Heupel's never lost to Vanderbilt. Yeah. So much at stake on Saturday, the fact that Tennessee could just crush Vanderbilt's playoff hopes. At the same time, Vanderbilt could absolutely ruin Tennessee's season and go forward. But it's not only this game. I mean, you got drama. Like, I have some really good Alabama friends who say that if DeBoer loses to Auburn, they're done. I mean, they are absolutely done with him. And I said, your football team rolled through four top 20 wins.
They're full of it. Like they're not going to fire him if they lose to Auburn.
They'll be done with him.
They can be done with him all they want. They're not going to fire him.
And this is a lot of people speaking about this. But I think one, Nani Frazier. She's
no,
one.
That's not her last name. That's not it. But there was a number one, that's false. Number two is the lady that was trying to win the lottery, remember? It was like up to $1 billion. And yeah. She goes, my first thing of order, I'm going to fire the AD and fire DeBoer because that ain't it. And then I'm going to go on an island somewhere.
That's crazy. But I was the stat came out today. I think like within the first 2 years, every new Alabama coach has lost to Auburn. Like Saban lost to him. Gene Stallings lost to him. Mike DuBose lost to him. Shula lost to him. And now this is DeBoer. DeBoer could break his streak of being the first coach in a long time who's not lost to Auburn in his first two seasons. That game is at night and at Jordan-Hare. I mean, that is off the chain. What's going to happen?
Well, I cheer for chaos, so War Eagle. And
okay.
That's how I feel.
Here comes the wrath.
Yeah, probably. We do have a lot of college football that you can hear on these airwaves. Or any of our stations throughout the weekend. Friday, Black Friday, if you're out running around, Dr. Crane and Connor Newt will be on the air 8 to 11:30 if Vanderbilt is still in the Battle for Atlantis tournament, which we are hoping they will be. That coverage would begin at 11:30. If they're not, unfortunately, then they will go to noon. And you can hear Georgia, Georgia Tech starting at the end of the basketball game. And then Preds and Blackhawks that night over on 94.9 The Fan and Sports Talk 830 at 6 o'clock. Texas A&M.
Ooh. Man, there's a lot of dreams to be crushed this weekend. Texas could really salvage their season and possibly get to the College Bowl playoff if they knock off A&M.
They'd have a chance.
They'd have a chance. They'd have, if they win and Tennessee wins, Texas will win over Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate that. But, again, head-to-head, 10-2, 9-3, your quality wins. Does Texas have a quality win? They beat Vanderbilt in the top 20. That was it.
Yeah. I mean, probably Vanderbilt.
Now they'd have the win over the number three team in the country. And Vanderbilt really doesn't have a – that's why Tennessee winning was vital, because they're now a top 20 team. I mean, at the time, South Carolina, LSU, Missouri were all there, but they've all – I mean, at the time, they were top 20, and so they all kind of spiraled after that. But as far as Texas goes, this will be their quality win. I would hate – to see the very average Arch Manning get in the College Football Playoffs all over the very dynamic Diego Pavia.
I agree. I mean, like, seriously, to sit here and go, man, my team that I have cheered for since I was a kid that has historically been bad went, you know, 9-3 this year, and we're going to have to settle for what – I don't even know what a top-tier bowl is. It's not the playoff now, but – the Cheez-It Bowl or whatever. And it's like that would in many years would be super exciting.
Yeah.
And this year would be an absolute disappointment.
Absolutely would. And look, we love and I heard Robbie and Rick show this morning, and Joe made a great point. The last place Vanderbilt wants to go or needs to go is Music City Bowl. You want to travel.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to and Music City Bowl wants people to come to town as well, but Vanderbilt is deserved. If they go 10-2, don't make the playoffs, they deserve the Outback Bowl, the Gator Bowl, another big bowl like that to go to. They absolutely earned their right to get there to the bowl game. So, but you got to beat Tennessee on Saturday. That's the main thing.
Yep, and we're going to talk about that all week long. I mean, it's going to keep coming up. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joseph, what is our question of the day?
So Thanksgiving is on Thursday, and I'm curious, do you watch a movie with your family on Thanksgiving? And the reason I ask, 38 years ago today, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles came out. And we laughed about it a little bit, but that movie has become so part of our culture. I'm just curious, on Thanksgiving, do you watch football or do you watch a movie with your family? For me, for many years, it was a movie, and now it's football. But I'm just curious, because of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and the release 38 years ago today, do you watch football or do you watch a movie with your family? That's the question gathered. I bet you Dr. Crane watches a movie. No, he's on the phone.
Okay. I do both.
Okay, thank you.
I watch football. I mean, maybe that night I'll watch a movie, but like I'm football, and you know that I am going to be glued to a certain team.
Well, will you watch a movie that night though? You can do both. We do both.
Well, I'm going to be down in Mississippi with my family, so maybe.
Then you know what part of Mississippi can we down in?
About 100 miles south of Memphis.
Man, I was down at Tupelo. That's where Gladys and Vernon were down there one time, and I was like, "Hey," I said, "Mama," I said, "you gonna cook up some of that stuff?" She said, "Son, go out and play. I'll come get you in a little bit." Okay, nice, man.
But yeah, I mean, I want to watch Bengals Ravens, but I mean, I tell everybody, I'm like, look, I'm all about the family stuff, and you tell me where to be and when to and all that stuff. When Chiefs Cowboys kicks off, though, I need a television because I want to watch my Cowboys. They play on Thanksgiving every year. It's just part of what I do.
Do you watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I won't watch it on Thanksgiving, but I will watch it. I haven't watched it in a few years, so I'm ready.
Does it make you cry?
No.
I tell you, man, when he goes back to the train station and John Candy's sitting there and you realize it's all been a lie. I don't care if it's a spoiler. It's been up 38 years. You should watch it by now. And he realizes the whole time Dell was lying.
Yeah.
I mean, it just – and then the scene walking down the street with the case. It's more than a comedy. It's a life movie that just hits you right in the feels, man.
You know what my favorite scene is, though?
Two pillows?
No. You're bleeped.
Oh, yeah, the rental car. Ferris Bueller's secretary from the movie. Yeah, that's a great one.
She delivers that so perfectly.
That's Edie McClurg, I think her name is. There's that great story too, that John Candy, his agent said, you got to get in shape. You got to get in shape. So he ordered all this fitness equipment, they put it in the hotel, and that nobody ever touched it. At least they asked John Candy, like, you going to work out? He's like, no, I'm not. But my agent knows that all the equipment's there. I'm not going to touch any of that. That's do anything. Awesome. Just the whole movie was just really good.
That is fantastic. Yeah, but it does start the Christmas movie watching season. So, you know, Christmas Vacation will be in there. I don't watch A Christmas Story because it's going to be on TBS.
You know what? I'm going to spin this. The movie Elf, I think, is one of the worst movies of all time. I've never laughed. I think it's stupid. And what's funny, there's a lot of people who are on my side with this. Yep. Where do you stand?
So, this is a great subject we might have to carry over.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I think there, especially some Christmas movies, are god-awful, but anytime they're on, I watch them.
So, I need an answer there.
Elf is one of those. I agree with you. I don't think it's that great of a movie.
Thank you.
But I can't not watch it when it's on. I laugh. Like, I do laugh. Like, there are some funny parts in it.
I think it's just awful. Dr. Crane, deciding vote here.
Look, it has a lot of great one-liners. It's a good watch. It doesn't get me over the hump.
All right, attaboy. Good.
You sound like you have just been coaching a 14 under AAU basketball tournament and have been yelling the whole time.
Yeah, that's essentially what I've been doing. I've been yelling at a bunch of little kids going running up and down the court. They can't get the job done.
That's what you sound like right now.
You sound a little bit like
box out.
You sound a little bit like Miley.
Get the ball.
You sound a tad bit like Miley Cyrus. And I think that's very adorable. Right.
Wah, 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 wah.
You sound just like her right there.
God. Yeah, exactly. Right?
Can
yeah.
you say Diddy leave me alone?
Diddy leave me alone.
That sounded more like Sling Blade.
Oh man. Dr. Crane is Miley Cyrus.
But yeah, but like A Christmas Story is like but I have to watch it.
Can't
like
stand
it's not
it.
A great movie, but but if I'm flipping through and it's on, I'll sit there and watch it for a second.
An underrated Christmas movie, Scrooged with Bill Murray.
That is a good one.
So good. The transformation. But Elf, I ain't watch. There's our question. Right, do you like Elf? I can't stand Elf.
Do you watch It's a Wonderful Life when it comes on?
Yes.
Because NBC shows it every year.
Yep. Is it on Christmas night or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Yeah, I do.
They show it. I sit there and cry every time.
Yeah. John Mulaney, the comedian, has got a great like 10-minute spiel about that movie, and it's just fantastic. Just everybody that let him down.
Yeah.
George Bailey?
No. Bailey.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's let him
down.
Jimmy
Stewart.
Everybody's let him down during the movie, and it's so funny, and everybody does, man. I mean, but it's a great
movie. He's like, he's got the, I can't really do it.
Wow, I just go to hell. I mean, it'd be great if you do subtitles with cussing.
You son of a.
Right? Christmas Sorrow?
Be all that.
Whoa.
Wow. You know, I watch the movie every Christmas Eve, but I'm busy with the playoff committee right now down in Dallas. So we'll see how the ratings come out tonight. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but Ohio State's going to be number one.
William says, whenever I watched Plane, Trains, and Automobiles with my dad, he made me fast forward the VHS through the Your Blank scene.
You see that? Son, grab that remote.
4704, favorite Christmas movie is Christmas with the Cranks. That's a funny one. Have you seen that one?
I have not.
That's Tim Allen and
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis, yeah.
Oh, I've not seen that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fantastic movie.
What's the one with Schwarzenegger that...
Dan Aykroyd's in it too.
With Sinbad and Schwarzenegger in there. What is that one?
Oh, that's Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, that very
yeah,
funny
good,
movie.
That's a good one.
Much better than Elf. Much better than Elf.
All right, Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation to me is in the rafters. Like that's just the gold standard.
I that movie. If you take Cousin Eddie out of it, it's a very average movie. He makes
probably
that's me.
Clark has some good one-liners though.
When Clark melts down, it's always good.
Yeah.
Because European Vacation was terrible. The original Vacation was fantastic. So I'll give you this one, But I, Cousin Eddie makes it for
when
me.
He like I think one of the funniest lines in that whole movie that is very just deadpan is look Russ, no lines. like that that
big, yes.
And who plays Rusty?
Oh, hold on. Oh gosh. Oh, okay. It was
he's been on two, technically three, very popular television shows.
And he's got a does he have a restaurant here in town? He owns Sundra or something. He's part of owner there.
Sundai.
Johnny Galecki, is that
yeah,
his name?
Johnny
yeah.
Galecki.
Yeah.
Was on Roseanne and then Big Bang Theory and then The Conners.
Yeah. I think there were three different Russes throughout.
So that's the joke, part of the joke of the whole move of the whole series, that it was always Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo, but the kids were always somebody different.
Okay.
Like Audrey was what's her name?
Jeffrey Lewis's daughter.
Yeah,
Lewis. She was Jenna in Cape Fear.
Juliet Lewis.
Juliet Lewis. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, the kids are always cast differently.
Yeah. What was Russ's the first Russ? He was in Breakfast Club and Johnny B. Goode, and he ended up being on the Dead Zone with 30 years later playing that character. I see his face right now. 16 Candles. Yeah, Farmer Ted.
He was in the Brat Pack, right?
Yeah. Come on.
Anthony Jim. Michael Hall.
There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, because he shared the same name with the guy that plays Dexter, and Dexter got to change his name.
Dana Barron was Audrey.
In the first one.
Yeah.
The second one, was it Dana Hill?
Maybe.
I think so. And then she passed away. She was always on Magnum PI all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I like it. We're in agreement that Elf sucks. I love it.
All right. 615-737-1025. So phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com. We even got some college football on here in a little bit. We'll talk more about that and everything else. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Little Christmas vacation bringing us back. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game. You know, there was another person that was in that movie that was also very well known for a television show.
She's the most awarded actress of all time.
Really?
I think she's won more. I know it's not comedy, but she's won more like Emmys and awards than any other female ever.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That's correct.
This is who you're talking about. And again, there were some, I can't say them on the radio, but some pretty good one-liners directed towards her.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where are you going to put that tree, Clark? And I'll let you do the rest. So that was a good one for sure. 615-737-1025. Joel says Big Joe sounded more like Christmas with Bane from Batman.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I think he meant Dr. Crane, because you sounded like Batman.
Yeah, don't take that.
Where
kind
is
of
she?
Where is she? Happy Thanksgiving.
I was born in the dark.
Matt says, Joe, you can't say if you take Cousin Eddie out, then it's an average movie. He's in it. That's like saying if you take Jordan off the Bulls, they're an average team.
They are. I can do whatever I want, buddy. It is my head. I can do whatever I want.
Caleb says, Christmas Vacation and Jim Carrey's The Grinch are the two GOAT Christmas movies.
I've grown to like The Grinch. I didn't like it because I watched it a billion times with my daughter, but I'm getting there.
6181, you are the caller of the day or texter of the day. Die Hard is the best Christmas movie. Amen to that. It is awesome.
It is. It is a Christmas movie because they're at a Christmas party, right? When Hans Gruber takes over.
That's right. Mitch in Bellevue, Muppet Christmas Carol is my favorite Christmas movie. It was the first movie after Jim Henson passed in at all the Muppets being crazy, and Michael Caine plays Scrooge as serious as a heart attack. That is a good one.
Well, we like to see just Oscar one time just lose it. I mean, just lose it. Just throw his trash can at Bert and Ernie. I mean, just go insane.
Justin says, Elf is just not one of my favorites. I've seen it, and I don't have that urge to see it every season, like Home Alone 1 and 2 or Christmas Vacation. I'm just not that big of a fan of Will Ferrell. I think the thing with Will Ferrell movies is, again, we've talked about this, like Step Brothers is hilarious and very quotable, but the first time I saw it, I was like, eh.
Yeah. but
you
also
you
got to
see them. But then, like the other guys, The Other Guys is a movie that gets funnier each time I watch it.
But there's more around him, like Step Brothers with the brother Derek and the dad John C. that Riley, hates him. And everybody else that goes on. I mean, it's just that makes the movie. But Will Ferrell had an interview. They said, "You're going to do Elf 2?" He's like, "No." Because there's, it would be all you would think. It was like, "How much money is Will Ferrell making for this?" He's like, "And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make something dumb just to get a paycheck." Because I would.
Well, sure. Wasn't, James Caan. That's right. James Caan was his dad.
That's right.
Which is.
And Bob Newhart's in there. I mean, it's just not. Everybody goes gaga over that and dresses like that. And I'm like, it's not funny.
It's got funny parts. I think that's the best way to describe a lot of his movies. Like, it has funny parts. But overall, like, Talladega Nights has funny parts.
Yeah. But I think Elf is one like, oh, everybody dress up like it and we're out to get together. I'm like, no.
Do you remember who Santa was in Elf?
I do not.
Edward Asner.
Oh, Ed Asner. Lou Grant.
Yep.
I just been so long.
Zooey Deschanel was in it. Cast was good.
You're not getting me to watch it. I'm not going to do it.
You'll do what I tell you to do.
But Jingle All the Way, I'll watch that. I'm telling you, that's a really funny movie with Schwarzenegger and Sinbad.
Bob wants to weigh in real quick. Bob, what's up?
Hey, a couple of things real quick. Planes, Trains, Automobiles, best Thanksgiving movie. Best line is, how cold do you think it is? One. But, hey, I got two movies I don't know if you've ever seen. One, a great Christmas movie with Dennis Leary called The Ref.
Nope, didn't see it.
It is great. Dennis Leary is a house burglar. He breaks into his house with Kevin Spacey and his wife, who are the biggest dysfunctional family you can find. You got to watch it. It's really good. And the other one, you were talking about John Candy. Have you watched the documentary I Like Me by Colin Hanks?
It's so well done that awesome. I don't think a documentary could be done any better than that.
That was probably one of the best. I mean, you talking about earlier about crying? I was bawling at that, man. That was such a great production.
Absolutely.
But yeah. You got to watch The Ref. No one talks about it at Christmas, but it's a Christmas movie, and it's absolutely hilarious with Dennis Leary.
I'll do it. Thank you, all brother. Right.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. JoJo, what we got coming up next?
So there's a special event happening Thursday at the Donaldson Cafe where, man, over the last couple of years, they fed thousands of people. They're doing it again on Thursday, and I just want to get the word out to people that if you need some place to go on Thursday, this is the place to be. So Mark Dickerson, the owner of Donaldson Cafe, will join us next, talk about what you can do and how you can be involved on Thursday.
We will do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Thanksgiving just a couple of days away, and JoJo has a great message that he wants to spread.
Well, it's not only me, but the community comes together to help feed people and take care of people, and they do it every year, and that's why I love promoting what happens at the Donaldson Cafe for our next guest, Mark Dickerson. He's the owner over there. Mark, good afternoon to you. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Tell us about Thursday and what people can do. Your heart is so big, my man, for what you do on Thursday. Tell us what's going on Thursday at the Donaldson Cafe.
Well, we're going to be feeding about 1,200 folks, I hope. Our chef has been cooking and carving turkeys for a couple of days, and we got a lot of food over here. We're ready to feed some hungry people.
Again, it's Donaldson Cafe and Catering, 108 Donaldson Pike, right there. And it's pretty simple. I've been honored to help you guys out the last couple of years and do that 11 to 2. And we always send the message, Mark, no questions asked, right? You can come in and get something to go or come inside and sit in fellowship, right?
Absolutely. This is it's a community-wide gathering. We'll have complimentary meals in our dining room, or they can drive through our drive-through and pick them up. So it's a traditional Thanksgiving meal, turkey dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy. Don't forget that pumpkin pie, and it's all complimentary.
Mark, how many years now have you been doing this?
This is our ninth year, Joe.
Ninth year, and it's sad and happy because you started out feeding just a couple hundred people, but now it's gotten well over 1,000, and it kind of breaks your heart, but at the same time, you see the community come together to help feed people, right?
Absolutely. It's morphed into not only a way to feed hungry people, but it's a community-wide gathering and celebration now. We have entertainment on the stage all day long. We'll have dignitaries and people coming in, special guests. It's really turned into be a celebratory day to be thankful and feed folks.
Again, this is the 9th annual Truly Thankful Thanksgiving at the Donaldson Cafe, 108 Donaldson Pike. And again, I like hammer home the point, no questions asked. I mean, people pull up, you just give them food, love on them for a little bit, right? That's the point of all this.
That's going to be your job out there.
I like getting yelled at by old people who try to run me over in the parking lot. But that's okay. I know it's all in good. Talk about the donations you've got, Mark, because people drop off turkeys. And how can people still help you guys?
Well, they have been dropping off turkeys. It's been a turkey cooking couple of weeks here at the Donaldson Cafe. We got all those done. People still want to donate. We've got a link up on our Facebook page for PayPal and for Venmo. They can leave a donation there. They can come by and see us and pick up a meal and leave a donation. So we appreciate whatever they can do.
How cool is it, Mark, when people come by and leave a donation and don't take any food because they just want to make sure they can give back to the community?
People helping people.
That's it. Mark, thank you again. 11 to 2, Thursday, no questions asked. Donaldson Cafe, come by and eat. We'd love to see you inside or come by out, whatever. Just come by, right?
Come by and eat some turkey. We got lots of it.
I love it, man. Mark, thank you, man, for what you do for the community. I appreciate you, pal.
Thank you, sir. See ya.
All right, bye-bye. Mark Dickerson, Donaldson Cafe and Catering, this Thursday, 11 to 2, 108 Donaldson Pike. Just pull up there. There'll be people directing you where to go. I'll be out in the parking lot all day and making sure.
You parking cars, too?
Right? I'm not parking cars because I'll go through your car. I'll do that. To do that, again, no questions asked. We're just going to tell you how much Jesus loves you and how much we love you. So come by Thursday, 11 to 2. Please come by there and do that. And it's again, it's heartwarming, but it's kind of tough because you see so many people that come by and just want to be with people on Thursday. So it's really cool that this is happening. And there are things like this happening all across Middle Tennessee, but this is the one close to me and dear to my heart. So Donaldson Cafe and Catering, 108 Donaldson Pike, this Thursday, 11 to 2. No one should go hungry any day of the year, especially on Thanksgiving. You know, I'm a big believer that you got to earn a lot of things in life, but I'm also a big believer that everybody deserves to eat. Everybody deserves to eat every single day. So I'm proud to be part of this.
Favorite Thanksgiving side?
Oh, God, for years it was you. Let's see. Touch cream.
I thought it was just a side piece.
Family show, Jason.
All over. I guess stuffing, I guess. Is that not qualify? Pecan pie? I don't know, man. What's yours?
Green beans. My dad's green beans were my favorite.
I guess.
Actually, my mom makes a really good batch of green beans, and so does my dad. So
they put little pieces of ham or.
Yeah. Okay. It's usually like a hog joel or that they cut up.
Yeah.
Mom does ham. That's what.
Okay. I guess I'll piggyback on you. All right. Green beans. Yeah. Stuffing's too. That's not really science.
Now, I will say this, and I'll fight anybody that disagrees with me. So everything is homemade on Thanksgiving except for one thing, and it was my favorite. And again, I will fight you on this, and that is the cranberry casserole stuff out of the can.
Ugh.
I loved it.
Oh.
That's fine. We can meet in the parking lot and fight about this.
Dr. Craig, you like cranberry?
Cranberry sauce. That's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, a family friend of ours, Nancy, she makes a great cranberry casserole.
Love
she
Nancy.
Puts a little oatmeal in there. It's delicious. No, but what I really do like, it's a hash brown casserole or mac and cheese. Go with the heavy carb there. Some people, it might not be a popular opinion, love me some sweet potato casserole with a little bit of cinnamon.
Why is that not? I think everybody likes that, right?
Not everybody.
All right. Well, you should come by. You guys come by Thursday if you're not doing anything.
I'll see if I can make it.
There's no, I told you this. I'm Yoda to you. There's no, I'll see. I will do that.
Again, thank you, William Shatner.
That's okay on that. Vincent, switching gears real quick, Chaser. I want to bring this up. A little sports talk for you. So the NFL Hall of Fame has come out to the semifinalists, right?
Yep.
And we're just going to go through these. And there's a lot of guys that should not be in the Hall of Fame on that. That should not even be considered. Quarterback, just a yes or no. Drew Brees.
Yes.
Eli Manning.
Yes. He won 2 Super Bowls. I know there's going to be an argument, but yes.
Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl.
He didn't win 2.
Philip Rivers.
Yes.
Those three, who gets in this year?
Drew
Brees. 2 running backs make the list. Frank Gore and Fred Taylor.
Yes for Frank Gore, no Fred Taylor.
Does Frank Gore not winning a Super Bowl hurt him?
Probably, but it shouldn't if you look at the number. Like, if you look at the longevity and the numbers, isn't he like third?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, like, the numbers tell you everything, I think.
Wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Torrey Holt. That's a no.
That's a no, yeah. That's
Steve Smith Sr.
No.
Hines Ward.
Yes.
Really?
I think that, again, and I don't know if they should or they shouldn't, but the Super Bowls will help him.
Reggie Wayne. He's not a first-timer.
No. I mean, I think he gets in eventually based on who he played with.
But not this year.
But not this year.
This next one is absolutely unanimous, and if you disagree, you're dumb. Jason Witten.
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%.
Adam Vinatieri.
Yes.
He was on there last year.
Vinatieri.
I go with the Italian accent, right?
Vinatieri.
Right.
Gabagool in there, yeah. Vinatieri.
Offensive linemen. None of these will get in. Willie Anderson, Lomas Brown, Jahar Evans, Richmond Webb, Steve Wisniewski, Marshall Yanda. None will get in.
Probably not.
Richmond Webb should absolutely get in from Texas A&M. He protected Marino's backside for decades. He should get in, but he won't. Defensive linemen, none of these should get in. Robert Mathis, Vince Wilfork, Kevin Williams.
I think Vince should get in. Mm. Did he win two?
I don't think he was a dynamic player. I think he just blocked up the middle and that's it. Linebacker, Luke Kuechly, Terrell Suggs.
Argument for Suggs, but I'd say no on both.
Yep. These DBs, no. Rodney Harrison, Earl Thomas, Darren Woodson.
I think Rodney should get in.
I do not. I think he was just a good player, but wasn't great.
All right, but let me ask you this. At the time, in that era, a hitman like a Blaine Bishop or Rodney Harrison, I mean, that was the player.
Right.
I mean, I think that should count for something because he was one of the best.
I think Blaine was better than Rodney Harrison.
I agree. But, I mean,
And I think Rodney Harrison only gets on here because of what he does every Sunday night.
No,
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
He won three Super Bowls.
He's not a Hall of Famer. He's a really good player.
Okay.
It's the Hall of Fame.
That's fine.
So with this list, Drew, Frank Gore, Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, we all agree on.
Yeah.
But they're going to take like six or seven of those guys.
Well, they're probably – you got to count for the senior committee and all that stuff.
Well, this is just the – not the senior guy. This is just those guys that are –
But,
eligible.
I mean, that counts towards the class. So I think – because I don't think they put more than like seven.
Let's see. Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith, Fred Taylor, Eli, Vinatieri, and Marshall Yanda. And
Yanda may get in.
Kuechly, Terrell Suggs, and Darren Woodson were all eligible, were semifinalists last year and didn't get there. I just think Drew gets in. Eli, not now, but one day will get in there. But Larry Fitzgerald, absolutely.
And Rivers, I think, one day.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's going to be hit on him that he didn't win, but Marino didn't either. But
well, here's my question. Do you think that maybe they just, and I don't think they'll do this, but could they potentially just say, we know we need to put them all in, so they just knock the three quarterbacks out at one time? Like, Eli and Philip Rivers are synonymous with each other because that was the trade.
Yeah.
Like, do you just go ahead and put them all in?
I don't because don't we have – is next year Brady and Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
So there's going to be a backup there.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, I
don't. That's what I'm saying. Like,
does not deserve to get
like,
in
like, if
right
you
now.
Keep kicking the can down the road – on Eli or Rivers. Like, Breeze should be first ballot.
Yeah.
Breeze needs to go in.
Yeah.
But, like, if you keep kicking the can down the road, eventually you're going to run into a logjam.
Well, didn't they – receiver was the same. Like, Chris Carter didn't get in for a while. I mean, receivers did not get in for a while because there was just such a bunch of great players there.
I think that that's a part of a – like, Larry Fitzgerald is not first ballot, I don't think.
This is first year on the ballot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought he was on last year.
No, first year. Witten, Fitzgerald, Frank Gore, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers are first-time semifinalists.
So you know what I think might happen? Witten may not get in this year. He should, but he may not.
But he's only tight end on here. That's the only tight end that's been but I think one of the coach, like Holmgren, I think might be up for it, and then you know we could
Belichick.
We could talk to Tim Hasselbeck about Holmgren because that was his brother's quarterback at Seattle. But it's just I don't know. I think now you're
Green Bay.
You're forcing guys in there that really because you got to fill spots. I don't think most of these guys. I mean, they're great players. I think Eddie George's a great player. He's not a Hall of Fame guy, not at all. So,
which is just like, you know, what's interesting about that, if they win that game, they win that Super Bowl, Eddie's probably in. There's probably more of an argument for Steve.
Yeah, it's a whole different dynamic.
And Derek. Like, I think those three, and my argument with Derek, and I know people either agree with this or disagree with this. My argument for Derek is you have to include the special teams. And I think people are looking at him as strictly a wide receiver. You have to factor in early in his career the special teams, and I just don't think they do that.
No, and I agree. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are on the list that aren't
there. Yes, I'm biased. But.
Yeah, you are. Like, it's fine to do that. Yeah. They just don't award guys like that the same way they do. And that's the thing. Like, it should be like – hitting right off the top of your head, like, oh, Hall of Famer. Jackson Witten is not a Hall of Famer. Get out of here, man. Witten played, 17, 18 years at such a high level? And I'm not a Cowboys fan at all, but, man, that guy was a go-to. You talk about Romo talking about him. Witten is not a Hall of Famer. Fight me. All right, Jackson, we're located off of Music Row. Come by and say hi.
I'm gonna pull up some numbers on that because I'm curious of where things stand there. We'll have more coming here in hour number one. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Takes me back to Key West.
I heard a guy karaoke this and just killed.
It was awesome.
Killed it. Killed the whole everybody there. Everybody's on their knees, going crazy.
It was awesome. Dr. Crane was already about 6 hours into sleep.
It was.
At that point.
Then Al Roker played some weird version of this before I got on the stage, and then I was like, what is this? It was awful. He's like, oh, my bad. I didn't read that right. I'm like, what were you showing there? Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Back here, Chasing Big Joe. All right, so in the argument for Jason Witten in the Hall of Fame, because Jackson just wants to fight everybody and says Rivers is not a Hall of Famer, neither is Witten. According to Pro Football Reference, which is a very good source, they have the Hall of Fame monitor for the tight end position. Jason Witten is above the average Hall of Fame tight end. He is yardage-wise, receiving yards, is second all-time. Behind Tony Gonzalez. Now, Travis Kelce's probably going to pass that, but he may not, actually. He's going to have to do some work, but he could pass that. But he has more receiving yards than Dave Casper, Antonio Gates, Shannon Sharp, Gronk, and Travis Kelce.
All Hall of Famers.
Tony Gonzalez has over 15,000. Touchdown-wise, he is... let's see. Antonio Gates has the most with 116. Then Gonzalez with 111. Gronk with 92. Kelce with 81. And then Witten with 74. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is. First ballot, no-brainer Hall of Famer.
I mean, if they don't make him first ballot. But he's second in receptions, second in yards, fifth in touchdowns. First in games played. He has 271 games. Gonzalez has 270.
Keep talking. I mean, he's – and I hope when he goes in, he brings that toupee he had with him that he wore on Monday Night Football as well, which was god-awful. But he is a – I think he's a first-ballot Hall of Famer in the National Football League because of what
he had 16 of his 17 years he was a starter.
At tight end.
He was selected to the Pro Bowl 11 times, which is second to Gonzalez.
To say how many times he was all – Pro Bowl to me doesn't mean anything. It's the All-Pro.
He was All-Pro – I'm sorry. He was All-Pro twice.
That's it?
Yeah.
Disgusting. It's more than that.
Gonzalez, how many do you think Gonzalez was?
Eight.
Six.
Six.
And then Kelsey, Gronk, Shannon Sharp, and Dave Casper were four. Antonio Gates was three.
Antonio Gates was all pro only three times.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Yep.
I believe he's going to prison, if I'm not mistaken, because of the whole gambling thing with the NBA.
Antonio Gates?
Yeah, the tight end.
Is he?
Yeah, I saw someone online about that he was tied into all that stuff.
Tied in or tight end to that stuff? You're welcome. Antonio Gates is going to jail?
Are you sure?
I could be wrong, but like.
I think you might.
I think you're
I'll
wrong.
Go read it again if I find it.
I think you're thinking of something else. Or someone else. Because I'm not saying anything.
I would have seen Antonio Gates like that. Hit the dump button for the last 2 minutes.
Please check that.
Yes.
Let's go to Kenny the mailman. Kenny, what's up?
Hello, good friends. How are y'all doing?
Good.
I wanted to bring something up before I do. Thank y'all. I know this is a season of being thankful and grateful. Y'all get me through a lot of hot days and a lot of cold days, and I listen every day because you're not the usual sports show. Oh, what's the point spread? Who's playing this week, that week? I love y'all's list, your favorite memories, your top 10 of this and that. And you're more than a show. You just seem like friends talking to me every day.
Appreciate so you, buddy. Thank you.
You are appreciated. Now, I want to let people know how grateful and thankful I am for this football season, being a Vandy fan, because I have never experienced this before. We've always laughed with my wife and I said, if we could just have one great year so we'll know what it feels like for these other teams, that'll be all we ask. I don't need 10. I don't need 15. But it has been so special. And to me, Saturday is even more special to me than being part of the college football playoffs. I know a lot of people think I'm crazy, but listen to this. How many manned lunar landings have there been, Joe, Chase? Do y'all know?
Three.
I think it's been six.
Oh.
Since I've been alive, I'm 63, as a Vanderbilt fan, Vandy has just won four times in Knoxville. So, statistically speaking, it's harder to land on the moon than for Vandy to win. And I mean, literally, we've been into games up there where we were frozen. We were on the top row to those aluminum benches because there was nothing to stand and cheer for. It'd be like 48-3, 55-9. And I have no connection with Vanderbilt other than as a kid, we would sell programs over there, and there was nothing else to do. That was
right.
A big deal.
But I will tell you, though, Kenny, I mean, the 87 year, they were up big time, and Reggie Cobb came back and beat Vanderbilt in 87. 89, Vanderbilt lost 17-10. They were driving in, and my good friend Brad Gaines dropped the pass on fourth down. They were driving in. And then 2007, they were up in the fourth quarter. Was it like 23-10 or something and lost the lead? Yeah. So – they've had their heart broken in Knoxville three or four times when they had the game in their hand. But this is the first time these two teams have ever been ranked at the same time playing. And, I mean, there's so much at stake. I don't think Hollywood could have written a script like this.
Well, it's been very enjoyable. And I was listening earlier when you were talking about it. Alabama fans want to fire this guy. Other fans want to fire that guy. They are so spoiled and jaded. They have no idea what it means to support a team through bad years. Maybe a bad – they might have a bad month, you know. But, yeah, people need to – and I just wanted to let y'all know how thankful I was. Hey, appreciate y'all, and y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Kenny. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. We'll continue this because we'll ask Tim. I want to get Tim's thoughts on this too. He's coming up next. Tim Hasselbeck, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.